Hello, Daniel. Are you there?
Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Hi. We did it.
Awesome. Thank you. You know, I love it when technology works. See, Daniel's actually a technologist down in Brazil as well, so he knows how sometimes you can have issues. But we had to get him onto the through the right line. Glad you're finally on the air, Daniel.
Okay. No, I'm waiting. No problem.
First of all, I want to say thanks for dialing in. This is awesome. I'm really happy that you're dialing in to give us a little background and also correct our pronunciation of some of the Portuguese words we're trying to pronounce. I'm sure we've done a terrible job, so hopefully you'll forgive us and help us correct some of that.
But, yes, I can correct you. I wrote all the songs here
okay.
to give the right pronunciation.
Oh, you have? Oh, the ones that we've been playing so far. Well, would you guide to... talk about the first couple of songs that we did from Daniela, and if you want to give a little background of Daniela, because this is the first time I believe that she's ever been listened to on the air here in the United States, and since you know her very well, you can tell us a lot more.
And we're on the air now.
Yeah, you're on the air right now, by the way. So,
yeah, so that's the first song you played, you can pronounce it like Que Quise Que.
Que,
which means, what do you want?
Okay, what do you want? And that's from Daniela, and can you pronounce her last name for us?
Alcarpe.
Alcarpe. Okay.
Alcarpe.
I'm very bad with those. I think David can do better. But and she has a website too, right?
Yes, Daniela with double L.
You want to spell it? Maybe if you spell it.
Daniela dot alcarpe dot com dot br. Yes.
So Daniela dot alcarpe dot com dot br. And then you'll see a picture of Daniela on there, and very, very, very nice music. Now, what was the second song we played from there, if you can pronounce that?
The second song, it's called Vestidinho. Vestidinho, the pronunciation in Portuguese is Vestidinho, which means small dress.
Small dress, okay.
Yeah, it's in Portuguese you say Vestidinho, but in the north, people has an accent, and they say just Vestidinho, without a Vestidinho.
Is that up north by where the For All music is at? Is that what you mean?
Okay. Because this song is a kind of forró. It's called Vestidinho is a kind of forró. It's called Baião.
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 Baião. Okay.
Exactly. And this song, the first song is from Carlos Careca, the composer, and the second one is from a composer called Zé de Riba.
Oh.
Zé de Riba, which he made another song which calls Você Não Tem Culpa Se Você Não Sabe Sambar.
Okay.
Which means, it's not my fault if you can't dance the samba.
Okay, nice. I like that. I like that.
And you can play it later. The story of the song is very interesting. The Zé de Riba, the composer, was in the Europe, I think, maybe England or United States. I don't know where he was, but he was in a place... and there was a girl there, which asked him to play a song, which was a bad song, a bad Brazilian song. It's a not so good song. I don't remember the song, but anyway, and she was he was in his show playing his music, and this woman asked him to play this ugly song for him. So he went to backstage and composed these songs to this woman.
Nice, on the fly. So can you give us a little background on Daniela, or anything you would like to say about Daniela and her music before you introduce the next song for us?
Yeah, so, well, Daniela is a new singer, Brazilian singer, very talented, besides my wife.
She's You're very not biased, talented. Of course. No, I'll agree that she's her music is nice. Beautiful.
And she started this work 3 years ago, and she made a research for new Brazilian composers, not so new and not so...
Well-known?
Well-known composers, and she did this research and started to record this CD last year, and we launched the CD in online in Amazon and all websites. Unfortunately, you can buy it outside Brazil, but in Brazil you can't buy.
Really?
Songs. Yes, because we have right protections, these things, and you can't buy from Amazon, from iTunes Store. You can buy in USA, but in Brazil you can't. So, but anyway, in Japan, it's all available for, and we launched it at 9 September this year.
Wow.
And her and her CD is ready right now. I just got a call from the factory. And we are getting the CD right now. I will surely send you one.
Yes. Well, thank you for the early version of this that you sent me, that you gave me when I was down there in Sao Paulo. By the way, I had a great time and enjoyed the great meal that we ate. And to meet you and your wife, that was very, very nice. And it was very cosmic that you brought me some nice Brazilian music because I was thinking of Weft, of one coming on Weft and playing the world beat for Lori. She had asked me to pick up music while I'm traveling. Uh-huh. And that was kind of cosmic that you just happened to hand me some good Brazilian music, even though our friend Fabio had not mentioned anything to you. So I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, it was great for us too.
So would go ahead.
I was telling about Daniela. So and she's starting her career right now. So she's new, but she's very talented. She sings since she was 16 years old.
Okay.
So she's and now she's almost 28.
She only looks 23, I'm sure.
Okay. And we are looking for sponsors to bring her work all around the world, and you are helping so much. So I'd like to thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Send me some posters. I'd like to put some posters up around. But so that's really nice. Can you introduce the third song that we're going to play?
The third song, it was Eu Não Tenho Culpa Se Você Não Sabe Samba. The third song from the CD.
Yes, which is now... Tenho culpa.
Não tenho culpa se você não sabe samba.
See, I wasn't too bad.
No.
Okay.
No. No means no.
No. Okay. That I know.
Tenho means have.
Okay.
Culpa is fault. And it's not my fault if you can dance the
okay.
samba. And just one curiosity about this song. Another curiosity. The first recording, we've recorded an English version of
okay.
this song, but and Zed Riba, the composer, was singing this English version. But it was not so great. The translation was literally so it was not so good for us, and we decided to crop it out and let just in Portuguese.
Okay. Okay, if you have if you want to share the English version as well, I wouldn't mind hearing that as well, but of an MP3 or whatever. But
I'll try to find it and send it to you.
Okay.
Well, thank you so very much for calling.
Yes.
Very privileged to be able to have Joe and David here and to play your music.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure for me too.
You're welcome. Thank
Ditto.
You.
Thank you. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go to the third track here, and as introduced by Daniel, I won't try to say it again because I'll mess it. I won't do it justice.
Let me introduce it.
Okay,
you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now, não tenho culpa se você não sabe samba de Daniela Alcarpi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
se aprendesse humildinho, que é um samba fino que fica no calcanhar. Você me deixa assim, numa situação, não dança jazz nem baião, ainda põe culpa em mim. Aprenda humildinho, acabe com a solidão. O samba é um santo remédio pro coração. Não tenho culpa se você não sabe samba. Se pelo menos você aprendesse situação, não dança jazz nem baião, ainda põe culpa em mim. Aprenda humildinho, acabe com a solidão. O samba é um santo remédio pro coração. Aprenda humildinho, acabe com a solidão.
Se pelo menos você aprendesse humildinho, que é um samba fino que fica no calcanhar. Você me deixa assim, numa situação, não dança jazz nem baião, ainda põe culpa em mim.
Aprenda humildinho, acabe com a solidão. O samba é um santo remédio pro coração. Aprenda humildinho, acabe com a solidão. O samba é um santo remédio pro coração. Aprenda humildinho, acabe com a solidão. O samba é um santo remédio.
Something to be done.